Erin Friel, and the book name is Fat to Fit at 40.
Let's talk about what started this journey for you. And I'm guessing that it was a journey because things like this always are. It takes a while. It takes a lot of hard work and planning and strategy. So where did you start and why did you decide to start this?
I guess I decided to start. I've been overweight most of my life. And so, you know, someone who's overweight, they're always thinking about it. And you just have to commit to do it. And I guess the big turning point in my life was that I was turning 40, and we were having a big party at my parents' ranch, and we were having some songwriters from Nashville come down. We were spending a lot of money, and unbeknownst to my family and all our guests, my fiance and I decided that we were also going to get married at this party, but it was going to be a surprise. So it was turning into this epic event that I knew would be very special. And then I said, you know what? I'm just not going to look the way I want in all the photos. And so I realized that I hadn't, you know, I could lose the weight. I just hadn't yet. So I knew nothing was stopping me other than myself. So that was really the process for getting started.
And how much time did it take you from that point to reach your goal?
Well, when I looked at the calendar and I said, okay, I'm going to try this again. I was turning 40. There were 20 weeks. And I said, you know, people say, health experts say 2 pounds a week is a good number to shoot for. So I said, 20 weeks. I'm not real good at math. Times 2 pounds, that's 40. I said, 40 by 40? I'd be so happy with that. So that's what I did. I knew at that point I could do it. And so once I lost the 40 pounds, actually by the time the party / wedding rolled around, I lost 45 pounds. And I'm like, I can do this. And so then I went on to lose 100 pounds. But at that point, when, you know, I was 239 pounds, I was more than linebackers on, you know, Sunday afternoon football. I weighed more than my husband. You know, you just say that prayer, please let me weigh less than this. Please let me, if I could lose 10 pounds. So I realized that I never dreamed big enough that I could get down to the weight that I am now, because you just want to lose a little bit. And really the hardest part is starting. That's what I've realized through all this journey. And I have to stay focused absolutely every day. And it is a struggle and a focus, but it's better than the struggle that I was having when I was overweight.
So this time of year, everybody starts talking about, you know, on the talk shows and on other radio shows, they all start talking about weight loss and health goals and that kind of thing. But your story isn't just about weight loss. There's also a big agricultural aspect to this too, isn't there?
There is, because my lifelong passion has been agriculture. I've been a proponent. You know, I grew up on a farm. I do ag marketing. I love the ag industry. And I feel sometimes, you know, it's always misrepresented in the media. And our family has a cattle ranch. And, you know, eating beef for me was, it's just a way of life. And I know that it's a healthy, nutritious product. And during this whole process, I began running and I began biking and doing triathlons. And I needed to take in a lot of protein. But when I was heavy and I was telling the story of agriculture that beef is a good part of your diet, people would just look at me and roll their eyes. I didn't feel like I was being my true, authentic self and being a good example for the, for not just the beef industry, but the ag industry in general. But I was overweight and heavy not because of those products. It was because I was eating junk and I wasn't exercising. But, you know, you can't say that at the point. So now I feel like I'm a good, strong example of that. And I do eat beef. It's a regular part of my diet.
And that is one of the reasons why you were sponsored or part of a big movement for the beef industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So, There's a program called Team Beef with the Beef Council. A lot of different states have a Team Beef. It's a running team. And what's so nice about it that I found out is that it's not necessarily people within the industry or ranchers that are part of it. It's people from all walks of life. So in October, I ran my first marathon, the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C. There were 30,000 runners, and we had a Team Beef. There were 40 runners on Team Beef from all over the United States. And I can't tell you the feeling of running, you know, 4.5 hours and representing Team Beef and wearing that jersey. And all the spectators along D.C., you know, were yelling, you know, beef. They would see my shirt or they would yell out, beef, it's what's for dinner. It was a proud moment.
During this whole, again, this whole journey that you were on, you journaled.
Yes. The journal was part of the book. You know, I'm a communicator at heart. And so I write down everything I have logs from so many years of just writing down my weight and saying in 3 weeks I'm going to weigh this, whatever. So I'd look at all those journals and logs. And this time I just started a Word document and had it on the desktop of my computer. And I happened to name it Weighting, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, rather than W-E-I-G-H-G, you know, in case anybody would, God forbid, look at it. And so, you know, the date was April 2013, 239 pounds. And, you know, I started that 20 weeks of trying to lose those 40 pounds. And what I realized is I had to keep scrolling down. Every time I'd enter my weight every day. I entered what I ate, how I felt. You know, it was just a quick entry. You know, did I have a fight with my husband? Did I have a bad day? Did I binge on spaghetti? Did I have a good day? Did I finally run 5 minutes straight on the treadmill? And so I just kept writing. And what I realized is every time I opened that document, even when I was having a bad day and I had to scroll down, if I just kept at it, if I just stuck with it, the weight was going down. I was losing because I stuck with it. And so then someone said, you know, I have a lot of friends that would email and say, what are you doing? And, you know, I would tell them what I'm doing. They're like, oh, you should write a book. And, you know, they say, oh, everybody should write a book. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I'd already written a book. It was my journal. And so that's what Fat to Fit at 40 is. It's my journal. It's raw. It's really unedited. It's how I felt. It was me berating myself. It was me, you know, patting myself on the back when I had good days. And it's just a year and a half of, you know, what I ate, how I exercised, and where the scale was.
So I met you the first time fairly early in this. It was before your 40th birthday. And we were at a dinner, in fact, and I remember sitting at the table with you and actually thinking that you were so beautiful. You've always been physically beautiful and beautiful in heart, but how do you feel about yourself now?
It's funny because I feel like I'm always that person. So when I speak or I tell people this story, I don't want them to ever feel like I'm preaching at them because I was that person for so long and I still am that person. But the funny thing is, I was always this person. The person that I am now, I always knew that person was there. I always knew I could be athletic and that, you know, I was good enough for this. And when I finally realized that someone who was older than me and someone who was busier than me and someone who had more health problems than me had done it, it was really just me limiting me. And so, there are always struggles every day of how I feel about myself. But the energy level, people say, well, you know, I'm not 40, I'm 60. How does that compare? Well, I'll tell you what, if I only had, you know, 1 month left in this body, all the work was worth it because, you know, it's this, like I say, this is a struggle. And it's hard to stay focused and maintain because it's boring. What I did, how I did it is boring. I counted my calories and I exercised and I went to bed hungry a couple of nights because, you know, it's just work. You have to put less food in. We're a land of plenty, but it was all worth it.
So you just mentioned a little bit what you did. And I know that there are listeners out there who are listening thinking, all right, get down to it. Tell me what I have to do. And we're just going to get real for a few moments here for them. You know, I'm also a woman who's always struggled with my weight. I've lost my first 40 in the last year or so and working.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yay.
So for those listeners who are sitting there saying, okay, get to the meat of this. What do I have to do? What do they have to do?
One is set goals, old-fashioned goals. Write them down, you know, hold yourself accountable, put a timeline on them, write the goals. Another one is to count calories. Again, that's so boring, but all of us are eating more than we think we are. On a day when we don't think we've eaten much, we've probably eaten 2,500 to 3,000 calories. And for someone who's trying to lose weight, depending on if you're a male or female and what your height is, you should be eating 1,400 to 1,500 calories, and that can go by so quickly. So writing it down and move it. We don't go to work anymore, except maybe for our profession in the ag industry, farmers and ranchers. But even so, they have a lot of tractor and truck windshield time. We've got to move it. The other thing I would say, the most important thing, what I found most important is to put yourself first. And that's also really hard for the people in the agriculture industry because they're so giving of their time. But I found that I was being a martyr. My clients came first. My family came first. Everybody needed to come first. I needed to get to work early. And I said for those 20 weeks, I was not going to sabotage myself. I was going to go to the gym when I said I was going to go to. I was going to move appointments later in the day. And for that time, I was going to make sure I put myself first. And what I found out after I lost that 40 pounds is that became a routine. and nobody else suffered because I put myself first. In the end, they got a better me because I was a better me.
Beautiful. That's beautifully stated. So your book, once again, is Fat to Fit at 40. And where can people pick this up?
It's on electronic version, on Amazon, on the Kindle, and in Barnes & Noble, and on the iPad. You can buy it at all those places electronically. And also, you can get a paperback copy at fattofit40.com.
All right. Do you have any final words or thoughts for our listeners today?
I would just say that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can do this. And don't let all those past struggles of when it hasn't happened, because I can't even tell you how many times I started and stopped. If you start again, the closest thing you have is that previous failure. You don't have that success to say you can do it. But the hardest part is starting. And once you get past this couple of weeks and you're starting to lose some weight, you can do it. We all can absolutely do it.
All right. Perfect message and perfect timing. Thank you so much for joining us today, Erin.
Thank you.